acknowledging and paying respects to the Jagera and Turrbal peoples, the traditional custodians of the land on which Luggery Tumpa Centre resides, and paying our respects to elders past, present and emerging, and seeking to repay the kindness of all sentient beings, including those whose land we're on. Calling to mind our refuge objects in the sky in front, our Guru arising as Guru Vajradhara, surrounded by a great multitude of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Dakas and Dakinis, an entire refuge field, all of them in the nature of our Guru. Our connection with all of these holy beings is through our Guru. And then we can recite the motivation prayer. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy Guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy Guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy Guru forever. The power of regret. First, recall the definition of negative karma, any action that results in suffering, usually an action motivated by ignorance, attachment, or aversion. Almost every action I do 24 hours a day is motivated by worldly concern, attachment to the comfort of this life. It is like this from birth to death in this life and has been like that from beginningless rebirths. Nearly every action I've ever created has been non-virtuous, the cause of suffering. Not only that, but continuously I've also been breaking my pradamoksha, bodhisattva and tantric vows. Worst of all, I've created the heaviest of negative karmas in relation to my virtuous friends, getting angry at them, generating wrong views, having non-devotional thoughts towards them, harming their holy body and disobeying their advice. Having these negative imprints on my mental continuum is unbearable. It's as if I've swallowed a lethal poison. I must practice the antidote right away and purify all this negative karma immediately without a second's delay. In this way, generate strong feelings of urgency and regret. Remembering impermanence and death. Many people my age or younger have died. It's a miracle that I'm still alive and have this incredible opportunity to purify my negative karma. Death is certain, but its time is most uncertain. If I were to die right now, I would definitely be born in the lower realms. Because I could not practice Dharma there, I would remain in the lower realms for countless eons. Therefore, how unbelievably fortunate I am to be able to purify my negative karma right now without even a second's delay by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. The power of dependence generating bodhicitta. But I'm not practicing the Vajrasattva purification for myself alone. The purpose of my life is to release all hell beings, pretas, animals, humans, asuras, suras, and intermediate state beings from all their suffering and its causes and lead them to unsurpassed enlightenment. In order to do this, I must first reach enlightenment myself. Therefore, I must purify all my negative karma immediately by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. So then imagine that above the crown of your head, seated upon a lotus and moon seat, are Vajrasattva, father and mother. Their bodies are white, each has one face and two arms. He holds a Dorjean bell, she a curved knife and skull cup. They are embracing each other. The father is adorned with six mudras and the mother with five. He sits in the Vajra posture and she in the lotus. And really feel how Vajrasattva is your root guru, the holy mind of all the Buddhas, the Dharmakaya, who out of his unbearable compassion, which embraces you and simultaneously all other sentient beings, appears in this very form to purify you and all others. Feel how delighted Vajrasattva is to be doing this for you. Feel your mind transformed into guru devotion, the very beginning of the path, the root of all blessings and realizations, the key to all the success in our practice. And feel how we come under the care of our guru. On a moon disc at Vajrasattva's heart stands a hum encircled by a garland of the 100-syllable mantra. And as a powerful stream of white nectar flows from the hum and mantra garland, you are cleansed of all sicknesses, spirit harm, negative karma, and obscurations. So we can recite the meaning of the mantra on page 15. You, Vajrasattva, have generated the holy mind, Bodhicitta, according to your pledge, Samaya. Your holy mind is enriched with the simultaneous holy actions of releasing transmigratory beings from samsara, the circling suffering aggregates. Whatever happens in my life, happiness or suffering, good or bad, with a pleased holy mind, never give up but please guide me. Please stabilize all happiness, including the happiness of the upper realms. Actualize all actions and sublime and common realizations. And please make the glory of the five wisdoms abide in my heart. So this time we can recite the mantra through once and then continue ourselves silently. So with the first recitation, the first section, the downward cleansing. So this is where a shower of nectar flows from Vajrasattva, father and mother, continuously down the, from showering down on the crown of your head and simultaneously of all those around you. And feel that this is like a nectar shower, washing off all of the gross negativities, the harsh speech, the unskillful actions, everything that dirties our life, that corrupts our good practice, and feel that all of those negativities and all of their causes are completely cleansed and washed away. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Tsutsame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoam Ha 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 Hoa Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoam Phe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drido Me Bhava. and feel that how your whole body, not just your physical body, but your Vajra body is washed clean and clear. So different from an ordinary shower, which just gets the outside layer, but this shower of nectar washes through our entire being, all our channels and chakras, and all of the gross negativities are completely washed away. And then for the upward purification, the nectar shower continues, and this time it's like filling you up from the tips of your toes slowly up through your whole body. And this nectar, as it fills your subtle body, your Vajra body, it dislodges and pushes upwards all of the more subtle negativities that rise to the surface, like dust and dirt or oil, and are pushed upwards and outwards. And in particular, feel that this is really like the inner detox, cleansing all of our emotional baggage, our habit patterns, our habitual grasping at negativities, small-mindedness. And as the detritus rises to the surface, the level of the nectar grows higher and higher in our Vajra body, then all of the doors of the senses are also cleansed, no longer distorted, so that whatever sights we see, sounds we hear, are no longer distorted through the prism of self-cherishing and self-grasping, but are completely purified. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dridome Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva. So feel your whole body filled right to the very brim with the blissful nectar. So full that the nectar bubbles up at the top of your head there, where the with the Ushnisha would be. Feel not only cleansed but completely energized. And then for the long-term solution, the instantaneous purification. Now both light, nectar and light are flashed down through the crown of your head, purifying your Vajra body, your aggregates, the circling suffering aggregates. And as the light flashes down through you, your Vajra body becomes illuminated, and these gross aggregates are completely purified. They dissolve into light. So continuously, as we recite the mantra, your Vajra body illuminated again and again. And just like after seeing a very bright light, there is the afterburn in your eyes. So after as the continuous nectar and light flash down through your crown, this afterburn of your Vajra body becomes more and more stable and illuminated. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Dridome Bhava Sutokayome Bhava Supokayome Bhava Anaratome Bhava Savasiddhi Me Prayata Savakama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajramame Mantra Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya. So then your whole being filled with light, your body a light body, your mind in the blissful state of realizing emptiness. And for our final recitation, then meditating exclusively on that emptiness, your wisdom realizing emptiness. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatitai Jito Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoem Ha 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 Hoel Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Mantra Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahun Te. And from the crown of your head, Guru Vajrasattva says, O son of the race, your negativities, obscurations, and broken and damaged pledges have been completely purified. So generate strong faith, they have been completely purified, just as Guru Vajrasattva has said. And feel how good your whole being feels, just like after a shower, a cool shower on a hot, dirty day. How incredibly blissful that is, how our mind feels clear and calm. And with the full confidence and enjoyment of being completely purified. And then to complete the four opponent powers, the power of refraining from committing negativities again. So our promise. Before Guru Vajrasattva, I vow never again to commit those negative actions from which I can easily abstain, and not to commit for a day, an hour, or at least a few seconds those negative actions from which I find it difficult to abstain. Guru Vajrasattva is extremely pleased with your pledge, and Vajrasattva, father and mother, melt into light and dissolve into you. This light melts down through the crown of your head, coming to rest at your heart. And your body, speech, and mind become inseparably one with Guru Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind in the aspect of vast and radiant space. And your mind, realizing emptiness, contemplates in emptiness, there is no I, creator of negative karma. There is no action of creating negative karma, and there is no negative karma created. Your mind effortlessly, in that wisdom, realizing emptiness, effortlessly looking at all phenomena as empty, recognizing they do not exist from their own side. And with this awareness of emptiness, then we dedicate the merits. Due to all the merits of the three times collected by me, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and other sentient beings, which appear to be real from there, but which are empty, may the I, which appears to be real but is empty, achieve Guru Vajrasattva's enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty, and lead all sentient beings, who appear to be real but are totally empty, to that enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty, by myself alone, which appears to be real but is also totally empty, non-existent from there. May the precious bodhicitta, the source of all happiness and success for myself and all other sentient beings, be generated within my own mind and in the minds of all sentient beings without even a second's delay, and may that which has been generated be increased. May I and all other sentient beings have Lama Tsongkhapa as our direct guru in all our lifetimes, never be separated for even a second from the pure path that is greatly praised by the conqueror Buddhas, and actualize the path, the three principal paths and the two stages of highest yoga tantra, the root of which is guru devotion, within our minds as quickly as possible. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra realize things as they are, I dedicate all these virtues in the best way that I may follow after them. Whatever dedication the three-time victorious ones gone to bliss have admired as best, in the same way I also perfectly dedicate all these roots of virtue so that I may perform good works. And then offering our practice for the health and long life of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. The wish-granting, wish-fulfilling jewel, source of every single benefit and happiness in this world, to the incomparably kind Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. And for Lama Zopa Rinpoche's swift return, recognition and return, in holding and spreading the Muni's precious and complete teachings through explanation and practice, you wore the armor of patience that is never discouraged. Incomparable, venerable Guru, to you I make request. And then for our Guru Geshe Tenzin Zopa. Tenzin Zopa, leading a pilgrimage path through samsara, humble and courageously devoted heart son of Yogi Konchog, guiding with Dharma delight at the perfect place and perfect time, please ripen sentient beings with your Dakini dance until the inseparable union.